That's the Bill Holman Band recorded in concert in L.A. and a tune titled Sunshinola. Bill Holman composition and arrangements, one of those marvelously crafted and convoluted pieces by Bill Holman. Bassist was Joel Hamilton. Trombonist was Dave Ryan, and Lanny Morgan was the alto saxophone soloist with Bill Holman's composition and arrangement leading his band. I believe they have recorded a new album that I'm looking for and hoping to see before too long. Meanwhile, the Bill Holman Band in the festival edition at Jazzport Townsend is coming up next weekend, one of the feature events on the Saturday matinee concert. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, and today we're going to be previewing next weekend's Jazzport Townsend, which will start on Thursday night with Jazz in the Clubs. And there's Jazz in the Clubs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night in up to a half a dozen different locations in downtown Port Townsend, plus seven concerts on the main stage, which take place on Friday night, a pair, three on Saturday afternoon for the matinee, and two more on Saturday evening. So lots of music, and we're going to cover some of it here today by playing you some samples from recordings by the artists who are appearing there. On the Friday night concert, the Jensen sisters, Christine Jensen, the soprano and alto saxophonist and composer, and sister Ingrid Jensen, the trumpet player and composer, John Wiekan, and Jeffrey Kieser on piano, Martin Wind on bass. They're going to be playing, leading off the Friday night concert on the main stage. Here's a sample of that work. Ingrid on trumpet, muted trumpet in this case, Jeffrey Kieser on piano, John Wiekan on drums, Matt Closey is the bass player in this recording. Beautiful tune, and the muted sound of Ingrid Jensen in the song There Is No Greater Love. Thank you.
Thank you.
George Cables at the piano with Desron Douglas on bass and Victor Lewis on drums, and a tune that he recorded with Bobby Hutcherson, and it's a tune that's included in George Cables' latest album, Icons and Influences, Little Bee's Poem, by Bobby Hutcherson, played by the George Cables Trio. And before that, we were listening to a tune from Ingrid Jensen, muted trumpet, there with Jeff Keezer on piano, Matt Closey bass, and John Wiecan on drums, There Is No Greater Love. Ingrid Jensen, her sister Christine Jensen, the saxophonist and composer, and George Cables are all featured at the upcoming Jazzport Townsend presented by Centrum the last weekend of each July. And next weekend is the weekend. The Jensen sisters will play on Friday night. There is a tribute to George Cables, Inspired by a Master, on the Saturday afternoon concert, the Saturday matinee concert in McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Warden State Park. And that will feature not only George Cables, but three additional pianists. Jeffrey Keezer, Benny Green, and Don Clement will all take their turns. Anthony Wilson will also be on that program as well. And a tribute to George Cables, longtime favorite at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon today, previewing next weekend's Jazzport Townsend, taking place Thursday through Saturday night. We'll next be listening to some music from Wycliffe Gordon, who is also featured, along with Dina DeRose, who is in an all-singers program at Jazzport Townsend. Wycliffe Gordon is going to be teamed with Terrell Stafford, who also plays with Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts Quartet. Fine group with Jeff Clayton on alto sax and Benny Green on piano, John Clayton bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Power-packed, star-studded sextet featuring Wycliffe Gordon. Here's Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, Terrell Stafford on trumpet joining him on this one, and the rhythm section here is Mike Ladon, David Wong, and Kenny Washington. And this is a very appropriate and typical kind of piece for Wycliffe Gordon, blues-drenched, and it's an old tune by Illinois Jacquette and Sir Charles Thompson called Robin's Nest. Thank you.
didn't I see? Your eyes turning on me. Had I been gentle when you told me goodbye, I might have caused a smile instead of a weary sigh. But no, I let you go shared, or what it meant to me. I know you were there, quietly there, happily there. I must have hurt you. happily there. I must have hurt you many quarrels ago. Oh no, you couldn't see. Ooh.
That's a tune from Dina DeRose's brand new CD, which is a homage to Shirley Horn. We Won't Forget You is the name of the album. Dina DeRose at the piano and doing the vocal in Quietly There, a beautiful song by Johnny Mandel and Morgan Ames, with Martin Wind on bass, Matt Wilson on drums. And before that, Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, with a quintet including Terrell Stafford, who he's going to be playing with at Jazzport Townsend, Mike LaDon on piano, David Wong on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums, from an album titled Cone and T-Staff. That was Robin's Nest by Illinois Jacquet and Sir Charles Thompson. Wycliffe Gordon and friends, Terrell Stafford, Jeff Clayton, John Clayton, Benny Green, and Jeff Hamilton will be playing on the Friday night program at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. And Dina DeRose takes part in a three-voice vocal summit, which takes place on the matinee concert Saturday afternoon, joining Sashil Vasandani and John A. Kendrick, singers, with Dina DeRose at the piano, Eric Verlinde also playing piano on this date, and John Hamer bass and Julian McDonough on drums. Sing, sing, sing on Saturday afternoon, along with the tribute to George Cables and the all-star big band directed by NEA Jazz Master Bill Holman. Great concert on Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here, giving you a little preview of next weekend's Jazzport Townsend on the main stage, Fort Worden, as well as Jazz in the Clubs, which starts on Thursday night with two performances and then continues on Friday and Saturday night with up to six locations. And that's always a lot of fun, too. Tickets for the club nights are available separately from the concerts. And the concerts, or you can get a big pass that lets you get into everything. The evening concerts conclude and turn immediately over to the jazz in the club, so it's possible to do both. And it makes for quite an evening of music, that's for sure. There are wristbands for the jazz in the clubs. One wristband allows you admittance to all of the clubs. For more information, see centrum.org. And you'll find information about the Jazz Festival next weekend there. Next, we're going to be listening to a very enjoyable group, which is led by Matt Wilson. It's Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts Band. And this also includes the trumpet player Terrell Stafford. Martin Wind is on bass. And on this recording, Gary Versace is playing piano. Taylor Eichstee will be on piano with Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts Ensemble on Saturday night at the Fort Worden Concert Hall, McCurdy Pavilion. This is the Arts and Crafts group here with a composition by Matt Wilson, which is a contrafact, which is to say a tune that is based on the chord changes, the harmonic structure of another standard. This one is based on Out of Nowhere, which Matt Wilson has sort of turned around and retitled No Outerwear. Thank you. Benny Green at the piano, an original composition of his named for a past jazz master, Jackie McLean, the alto saxophonist. Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Kenny Washington on drums, from Benny Green's latest CD, Magic Beans, which is all original compositions by Benny, something of a departure for him. He is going to be playing next Saturday night on the main stage of McCurdy Pavilion during Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend on a bill which also includes Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts Band, which we heard just before Benny Green. We heard Matt Wilson on drums with Martin Wind on bass, Gary Versace piano, Terrell Stafford, the trumpet player, and Contrafact, based on Out of Nowhere by Matt Wilson, which he calls No Outerwear. Matt Wilson, a great wit as well as a marvelous drummer and very entertaining musician to watch as well as to listen to. And Matt Wilson and Benny Green will be wrapping up on the main stage on Saturday night next week at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. And then there's jazz in the clubs. There's just all kinds of different combinations getting together and really a star-studded cast for one night. The most jazz per capita of any American city, I think, in Jazz Port Townsend. There are half a dozen different places to go to hear live jazz after the concerts: the Public House, the Manresa Castle, a Marina Room at Point Hudson, the Rose Theater, the Cellar Door, the Key City Public Theater. And you'll find people like Gary Smullyan and Ken Poplowski and Christine and Ingrid Jensen and Jeff Keezer and George Cables and Joe LaBarbera. Just a lot of great performers playing in small clubs around Water Street, downtown Port Townsend. That's next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Port Townsend. Another musician we always enjoy seeing at Port Townsend is Gary Smullyan, who's there just about every year. A wonderful baritone saxophonist, really at the top of his instrument. And he will be playing several different locations, as well as in the big band led by Bill Holman. Here's Gary Smullyan with Mike LaDon on organ, Peter Bernstein guitar, and Kenny Washington on drums, and a tune by George Coleman called Little Miss Half Steps. Thank you. Baritone saxophonist Gary Smullyan from his album Smull's Paradise, which came out on Capri a couple of years ago. That was a tune by George Coleman called Little Miss Half Steps, with Mike LaDon on organ, Peter Bernstein guitar, and Kenny Washington on drums. Gary Smullyan, another one of the wonderful artists, will be appearing at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend next weekend. For more information about the festival, see centrum.org and click on the Jazz Festival next week at Port Townsend. I'll be there. I'll be recording some concerts and presenting some highlights a little further on down the line coming up over the next couple of months, so I hope to see you there. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley.